Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's already noon, guys. Holy cow.
I know. It's already Wednesday at noon.
Officially halfway through the week? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for us.
This exact moment.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people, I think, start at 8 and then work till 4. I don't know.
Yeah. Lucky them.
All right. So it's time for unpopular opinions. First one is this. Speaking of concerts, if you are 5'10", you shouldn't stand up at concerts unless everyone else has. I'm sorry, if you were over 5'10", you shouldn't stand up at concerts unless everyone else has as well. Some of us would like to enjoy the seat that we paid for.
Preferably, as I weigh in as the 5-footer amongst the group, I would rather nobody stand up at concerts because I can't see over anybody.
You?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I say everybody stands. No, I don't want anyone to stand anytime because even if everybody is standing, I can't see anything. Even if I'm sitting sometimes, I don't want a tall person in front of me. But 5'10", is that the number?
5'10" is, I guess they just went with the average height.
Yeah.
So if you're above average height, then you shouldn't stand up at concerts.
Or like look behind you and see who's back there.
I guess it depends on the concert. Right.
Yeah.
Because I've been to lots of concerts where everybody was standing.
The whole time.
Like,
yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
And how short are you that somebody standing in front of you in stadium seating would be blocking your view?
5 feet.
Is that 5 feet? Is that
it depends on
your views blocked?
Depends on the grade, right? It depends on how high up. There are some stadiums that are really steep. Mm-hmm. Frankly, T-Mobile Center, I think, is like this, that those seats are steep enough that I don't have a problem with somebody sitting in front of me. But if somebody is standing in front of me and I'm sitting, even in with the grade like that, that's going to be a problem. If you get to stand in front of me, I get to stand on my seat. I feel like that should be the rule.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't see anybody having a problem with that.
Especially because that's going to be, how high are the seats? How high up are the 2.5? Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, so I'm going to be in the way a little bit of somebody behind me, but not that bad.
Man, I saw a fight at a Coldplay concert. This is a
fighting
video,
at a Coldplay concert.
Well, who was? The couple was caught.
Yes.
Mackin and or whatever they were doing at the Coldplay concert. I just find that interesting. Like, who would fight at a Coldplay concert? Who's fighting at the NBA YoungBoy concert?
Well, like,
and it's like you can't, because there's certain people who are like, well, the NBA YoungBoy, it's a certain element. A certain element, and I'm not racist, a certain element that would fight that kind of concert. Yeah, and a certain element also goes to Coldplay, and I don't think it's the same people going to the NBA YoungBoy concerts, but they're still fighting. Whereas I've been to metal shows.
Yeah.
I've been to hardcore punk rock shows. I've done hardcore punk rock shows.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I see people jumping up and down and bumping into each other.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a fight at one of those places. There was never been a big fight at any of the concerts I was at.
Yeah, where would you expect a fight? What band would you expect to fight? Like, it wouldn't surprise you.
Being from St. Louis, the most, the one that triggers me most in my memory was the Guns N' Roses show.
Okay. Sure.
It happened at what is now what Verizon Amphitheater. It was Riverport at the time. And they came out, did like two songs and and left. And oh, wait, no, that's not what it was. They did two songs. Somebody took a picture of Axl Rose. He jumped into the crowd and started beating the guy. Then they went, "We're out of here." And they left. And then a massive brawl happened. And it was a riot.
That makes
people
sense.
Were ripping the seats out and stuff like that. I don't think it had anything to do with the kind of music they play. I think it's just the kind of people they were.
Yeah.
Because I think that could have happened at any concert. If somebody came out and said, "I don't care how much money you people paid. We've done our songs. You're not getting your money back. I'm leaving because somebody took a picture of me."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody would be. I don't care if that's a Barry Manilow concert. People are going to be mad. But I think the type of concerts you would expect to see fighting would be the, you know, punk shows, the angry, the metal shows and things like that. And those people were chill.
Huh.
It's the weirdest thing. I guess it's because maybe there's an expectation of aggression at those shows.
Yeah.
Also, so if somebody bumps into you, it's like, well, that's what we do. This is a mosh pit. What are you supposed to be doing?
It's just the music. It's just the lyrics. It doesn't mean all those people that go to those shows are angry, you know, angry guys. It's just the music sometimes.
Well, it's not even
they like
anger is one thing. I think it's more the energy output is higher, and it's going to make you react in a different way. It's going to make you jump up and down and get nuts. But there's an expectation of that at those type of shows that you don't have at Coldplay. And what happened at the Coldplay clip that's going viral is this woman bumped into this guy. She was dancing and bumped into this guy, and he just grabbed her and shoved her like 30 feet away. And then she came back at him and her boyfriend did. And it just started this whole big brawl.
Wow.
Anyway, it wasn't over people standing in front of each other. being 5'10". Next on Popular Opinion, airport moving walkways are ridiculous. Isn't there a different name for those things? I mean, the people, the moving sidewalks.
The people movers.
People movers, yeah. God forbid you get exercise after sitting on a plane for 3 hours or right before you sit on a plane for 3 hours. Okay, I have an unpopular take on this unpopular opinion. You're an idiot.
I was giving a gesture, yeah.
Yeah, you're not supposed to stand on those things. You're supposed to walk on them, so you get to wherever you're going faster.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the point of them. It does drive me crazy how often I will see those things have a line behind them because people are just getting on and standing there. You're supposed to walk on them.
I am even okay if you just need a break. Mm. You know, airports are big. Not everybody's fit. I'm okay if you need the break and you're taking the people mover as the break. As long as you stay to the right, I can walk past you.
If you leave room.
Don't get in my way.
Maybe they should do this at airports where they have one
going one way.
Tired people, exhausted and still energized. Mm-hmm. So the right side,
need
you can
to make
just
a
ride
flight.
The damn thing. Yeah. It is. I love the people. It's my favorite thing with my kids. We go to the airport and either Finn or Henry will get on that, and then the other one will run alongside us trying to keep up. And it is. It's like you feel like a superhuman. You feel like powerful, amazing. Airport moving walkways are not ridiculous. They're awesome, and you just don't know how to use them properly.
I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I love those, even though I may seem like the kind of person that despises them, but I enjoy them because when it's 5:30 in the morning and I just got felt up by a Russian lady because, you know, my collarbone came up on the stupid TSA screening thing.
Oh, okay. You were talking about a TSA. I thought this was your weekend activities.
No, when I just got felt up by a TSA lady and I'm barely, you know, reading signs as to where I got to go for my stupid flight, I appreciate to just not have to do anything and still being productive.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't know why it needed
such
all
anger
the other
over that. other
it's a real life experience.
Hurt you?
Yeah.
What? Well, who
is,
hurt you?
Is this voice giving you PTSD?
It's because, you know, when I had shoulder surgery, I can't lift my arm all the way up anymore. And she got mad at me because I couldn't raise my arm high enough for the stupid machine.
Was this?
Is that KCI?
There was a Russian woman and TSA agent at KCI.
Yes, she was very aggressive. And I felt small.
You to bend over and let me see Moscow.
I did. It was not a good feeling. She like wiped. Then she like wiped my hands down. It was awful.
Yeah, that's what they have to do. Those wipes have chemicals on them, and if you have, isn't it for gunpowder residue? They wipe your hands for gunpowder residue.
I don't know.
It's to keep you safe.
It's to keep other people safe. It's not to keep me safe.
I take you in the back and borscht with your love. All right, next. Outdoor weddings are a disaster waiting to happen. This is an unpopular opinion. Outdoor weddings are a disaster waiting to happen. Either it's too hot and you're risking heat stroke, or it's too cold and everyone is shivering.
Or it rains and everyone gets wet.
Or a plane flies overhead during the vows. That actually happened to a friend of mine that I went to her wedding, and a plane flew overhead during the vows, and they had to stop until it was done flying overhead. Or a bird poops on the bride mid-ceremony. Just pay for a roof, for God's sake.
Or a tent.
I do feel like this one, while maybe it's unpopular, I do have a little bit of agreement with it.
I do, too. I'm totally... Yeah. Unless it is 70 degrees with 0% humidity.
It's too risky.
Unless it's in San Diego, where it never rains, and it's always 75 degrees, and it's always beautiful, then it's fine.
I feel like we could just expand this.
You hate.
It's not a city I love, yeah.
Can't we just say all weddings are, you know, like one little thing away from it? As somebody who's going to a wedding next weekend, aren't all weddings just one moment away from disaster?
Yeah, but I think your chances of the disaster happening escalate by removing the roof and just having it outside.
Letting like, Mother Nature intervene.
Because so much more can go wrong with an outdoor wedding. Like an indoor wedding, what, the DJ screws up, or the violinist loses a string or something like that.
Oh, so many things could happen. The caterer messes up the food. The flowers don't show up. Your tailor messed up your dress. 7,000 things can go wrong.
I mean, every sitcom from 1976 to current has had a wedding scene where each one of them have had a unique thing happen at a wedding.
Sure. But I think... You know what? As a total side thought, I think that weddings and getting married, especially when you're younger, should be a good lesson in developing a sense of you know what? Some things are going to go wrong in life, and that's okay. Not everything's going to be perfect. You don't have to have all or nothing. You know, if just one little thing goes wrong, if the cake collapses, so long as it's not a total disaster, it's fine. And you know what? If it's a total disaster, then the stories out of it will be much funnier at your 10-year anniversary. You know, so
if
just
you make it
chill out and just enjoy the day, right? But too many people try to control that to have the perfect day or their version of the perfect day, and doesn't end up great. All right, here's some unpopular opinions about things that people hate. These are my favorite ones, by the way. If you send these in, these are much more likely to get read. Crocs aren't ugly. So this person's position is people hate Crocs, say they're ugly. People just say that they're ugly because they hate the type of people who wear them. They're comfortable. They're cute clouds for your feet.
What type of people wear them?
I don't know what that means.
What's that?
What do you mean, you people?
Stereotype.
I white trash. Quinn. Is that it?
Kids wear Crocs.
Kids
and kids suck.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. I mean, some adults wear them, too.
Text line.
Men wear
913-586-7798.
Text line. Do men suck?
What kind of people wear Crocs? What does that mean exactly?
Lazy people?
Because I think we all have a sense of that. Luke Combs, for instance, wears Crocs. So what?
Mario Batali famously wore Crocs. Yeah, Mario Batali.
So I guess overweight white guys? Is that what it is?
I think we're getting close.
I think it is... I tend to notice more men wearing Crocs, and it's usually like it doesn't match whatever they're wearing. Like it was just that it's, I feel like Crocs are something that if you don't allow shoes in your house, you often wear Crocs in the house. It's like the thing that you just leave by the door, but it's not really meant for every occasion. But sometimes men will just throw them on for any occasion. Feels like it's lazy.
913-586-7798. Go to break and come back. Do you wear Crocs? What kind of people wear Crocs? What does that mean? And more unpopular opinions coming up here on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do an unpopular, I cannot keep track of what, unpopular opinions. I was right the first
time. Unpopular opinions today,
I cannot keep my
yesterday
days,
was dumb debate.
Ever.
Today's unpopular opinions.
Okay.
So we were asking what kind of people wear Crocs. Who wears Crocs? Because somebody's unpopular opinion was Crocs aren't ugly. People just say they are because they hate the type of people who wear them. And not... Okay. To be too combative with the texture, but I don't know what that means because I've seen all types of people wear Crocs. My son, Finn, wears Crocs. Mario Batali wears Crocs. Luke Combs, famously the singer, wears Crocs. I see all sorts of people. So I want to know from the text line who wears Crocs.
Justin Bieber wears Crocs.
You're not helping
Justin
your case
Bieber.
With
well,
these celebrities.
Post Malone.
Might not be helping.
Bad Bunny.
These are all famous people who wear Crocs, really?
If you Google this, famous people who wear Crocs.
Bad Bunny, really?
Bad Bunny?
8383 says, lazy people and or rich people. Rich people? I mean, I'll give you lazy.
Because it doesn't matter what they wear?
Not that you're lazy if you wear Crocs, but you like something easy. You just want to slip something on. You don't feel like putting a lot of effort into that. Nurses from the text line.
Yes. I've seen
nurses
that.
Wear Crocs.
Yes.
Crocs are great for gardening because you can slip off easily, hose them off, and not be a mud or dirt tracker into your house.
I don't like gardening, so
I would when I worked at the animal clinic, I would wear them when we had to because they're great for cleaning the floors and stuff. And you know, if you get anything on them, they're easy to clean.
I don't know. I don't see a common thread in this list.
No, there isn't one.
Post Malone.
It's my whole point. If Bad Bunny and Luke Combs agree on one thing and it's Crocs, then you cannot make a stereotype that there's a certain type of person that wears Crocs.
Madonna?
From the text line, some people wear Crocs because they don't want to drive home in these effing steel toe boots.
Somebody's mad.
No, they're saying
that's true. A lot of trade workers wear them.
Yeah.
A lot of trade workers wear them because they're comfortable after wearing steel toe boots all day. I use Crocs instead of flip-flops to slip on and off quickly to run outside or run to the store.
Okay.
And also, this is, I think, the most common opinion on Crocs. I think they're ugly as sin. I still have a pair.
Wow. So I'm looking at pictures of famous people wearing them with dresses.
Really?
I like this. What's her name? Priyanka. Is that how we pronounce that? Chopra? Who's married to... Who's the... boy band guy that he's married. She's married to one of the
Harry Styles,
one of the Styles kids, or one of the that, one well, of those.
Oh, Jonas Brothers?
Yes. Yeah. She's married to one of the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
She's hot. She's 40 years old. She's from India. She's gorgeous. And there's a picture of her in a very nice dress with black Crocs that are bejeweled to match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love that.
I don't know. I without looking at the picture, I could think it. I also have a weird thing where there's some wabi-sabi. Like a beautiful woman is wearing something gross. Sometimes it's kind of a turn on.
Let me send this to you.
From the text line, great to run out to the barn and feed chickens in.
Okay, you have a lot going on then. Yeah, if you have a barn and you're dealing with chickens, okay, fine.
I will say, people say, I was team Crocs and cowboy boots, but now I'm team Hey Dudes and boots. Hey Dudes are like really cheap kind of slip-ons.
Okay.
I don't like them. They don't have enough support. I like Crocs because actually all that insulation provides some support. It's actually decent.
I feel like we need to also stereotype other shoes that people wear and what kind of people wear flip flops.
What kind of person? A flip flop?
Like to work.
Ooh, to work.
Well, like I used to pick on Wicket all the time because he would wear, and Scott was kind of this way too.
Scott wore flip flops all the time,
365 days a year.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That is somebody who can get away with it and is almost flaunting that, I think.
And already has a woman in their life, I think.
That's probably true, too. Well,
who let him go out of the house like that?
If you went on a date with a guy, and it's a first date, Jamie, and he wore flip-flops, would that be a deal breaker?
Deal breaker, but if we're at the pool, okay. Mm-hmm. Then that's,
but it's,
but otherwise,
1587, he gets you reservations at 1587. Like, he's going to cover the entire night, but he shows up in flip flops.
My question would be out of concern because something must have happened to him between home and the restaurant. He must have saved someone from a wreck or something because something happened to his shoes. And I want to know what happened.
I only wear Hey Dudes for flights. Crocs are also great for that, too. But if we're going to stereotype other shoes, how about the Skechers slip-ins?
The ones that I'm usually wearing?
I wear them all the time, too.
I have multiple pairs of Skechers.
I'll tell you, the people who are like bending over. people who don't like to spend all their more than 10 seconds on their putting their shoes on, don't want to tie them, and don't want the... For me, I'm a very clumsy walker, and if I have shoelaces... At some point during the day, I'm going to step on those shoelaces. They're going to come untied somehow.
I have very wide feet, and I hate shoes. I hate having to buy shoes. I hate the process of acquiring shoes because it takes forever. And in traveling a lot, I've acquired a lot of shoes that are multi-purpose so that I'm not having to bring a pair for a nice restaurant, a pair for a casual restaurant, a pair that I can hike in, a pair whatever. So I like shoes that are multi-purpose, and the Skechers are. They're usually multi-purpose and they're comfortable and they last a long time.
All right. What kind of person wears cowboy boots casually?
Someone define that's going casually. To PBR this weekend.
Like just around?
I said casually.
Right. Yeah, the same kind of person that goes to the PBR this weekend is the same kind of person.
I thought you meant like they're going to PBR wearing it.
I mean, I like a guy. I like a nice pair of cowboy boots on a guy.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I think it's just people who wear them casually.
Somebody who is... They're uncomfortable. 5'10 and a half and really wants to be 6 foot.
Well, they're really broken in. You know, sometimes you just really got to break them in.
All right. Last unpopular opinion. Spoilers don't ruin good movies. They save you from watching bad ones. If you can't enjoy a movie because you know the last 10% of it, then you don't enjoy movies at all. I have a weird with as far as spoilers or people like spoiling movies. Working this job has made me very tempered about it because used to be there was nothing people loved more than when a big movie was coming out and I would mention I was going to go see it, then people would go to the movie early and then text me the spoilers.
For instance,
and it's been 10 years, so I can mention this now. When the new Star Wars movies came out what's his face kills Han Solo in the movie, somebody texted me, oh my God, he just killed Han Solo on the text line. And so I had to read it and I was exposed to it and it didn't ruin the movie for me. it made me be able to appreciate the movie around knowing this big spoiler.
Yeah. Has a spoiler ever made you not watch the thing that the spoiler came from? Because you already knew what happened.
It depends on the movie. Like, like if The Sixth Sense, if somebody told you, and again, this has been 25 years, so get off my back if you have a problem with this. If somebody told you before you'd ever seen it, oh yeah, Bruce Willis is dead. He's dead the entire movie. I don't know how they didn't realize that. That would actually spoil the movie.
Because it's the whole premise of it, right?
Because the whole premise of the movie is built around you not knowing that he's dead.
Yeah.
So it depends on the movie, but for most movies, no, it doesn't really matter.
No. Same with TV shows. It's hard to avoid those spoilers anymore. Especially the way that TV comes out now with it all at one time sometimes. So, unless it's something like that where it's the whole premise, it might get me more excited about it.
Yeah.
I might want to watch it more.
There is something, too, about it. For me, sometimes it'll take away the anxiety.
Yeah.
Because I'll be, instead of watching the movie, going like, oh my God, like what's going to happen next? I'll be like, oh, I know what's going to happen. Okay. All right. I can just enjoy this now instead of being panicked the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right. That is Unpopular Opinions for the week. Coming up, we are going to be talking about you Gen Zers. What are you listening to right now? Nothing, apparently.
Us.
Nothing?
Of course.
Well, a lot of them apparently drive in silence. So when we feel bad about nitpicking Gen Zers, maybe we shouldn't, because apparently they listen to nothing. What kind of person listens to nothing in the car? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
New study is out looking at how cars shape our daily life and drivers' efforts to protect them. This gets into a lot of what we do while driving. The average American spends over 50 minutes a day commuting to and from work. And the car is often seen as precious time, with many treating their drive as a sanctuary that reflects generational values.
Yeah. I mentioned the Gen Zers or Zoomers, which I don't like. I don't know why I don't like that term. It just seems lame. But 55% of Zoomers claim they enjoy driving in total silence. They're also the most likely to use their drive to, quote, mentally process their workday and the most likely to take an occasional nap in the car. I'm assuming that's not while driving. Are you guys okay?
That's
I asked this of Quentin.
Processing a long workday?
resident Gen Zer or Zoomer amongst us. You guys all right? Like, you're just sitting in silence in the car, not listening to music, not listening to a podcast or talk radio or anything like that. You're just staring out into the void of the world. What is going on?
They're processing.
You know, when else are we supposed to get our silence in our life?
At home, don't have kids or a spouse yet?
Now, yeah. Personally, I'm a big podcast guy, especially during football season. Consume a lot of football content that way. Okay. So, and then during the off football hours, transitions to baseball and history podcasts. It's where a lot of my random knowledge comes from. But
okay,
you know, there's a thing called radio, right? Like that's.
Well, ironically, the radio in my car doesn't work.
Oh my god. Whose radio doesn't work in their car? What are you driving?
I had a car that didn't have a radio. The first car I ever had didn't have one at all.
Even an AM? Because that...
No, nothing.
That seems legally questionable.
It was my aunt's car. She was a teacher, and it was the most stripped-down package you could buy in, like, 1985, whenever she got it. And it didn't have a passenger side mirror.
Okay.
It was a two-seater. It didn't have air conditioning, and it didn't have a radio. So she would just put batteries in a transistor radio and drive around with that blasting all the time. But yeah, I don't know how you, back to the whole silence thing. 55% in total silence. Like, we were worried in radio, oh my God, we're losing so much share to podcasting. Apparently,
yeah, no.
We're losing it to nothing.
No.
We're losing it to nothing.
Yeah. And it's odd to me, if there was going to be a generation that needed time alone in the car,
yeah,
and just be in silence, it's anybody with kids. And Gen Z's a little young for that still.
Right.
Because you're
oldest ones are 28.
Right. I mean, you're leaving work and going home to children and who demand a lot and are loud and say mom all the time. And so I get it if you're a parent and you want that silent time, that makes total sense to me. But right. What do you guys have to worry about? What do you have going on?
Well, I guess the world being on fire.
Well,
is
we all have to deal with that, though. That's a problem for all of us.
Yeah, but you've lived in an era where there wasn't any fire. The world's been on fire the entire time I've been alive.
We had our fires.
So
we literally
had fires.
A song called "We Didn't
That's
Start
right.
the Fire," Quentin. What are you talking about?
We had problems.
I mean, what? The Soviet Union was going to launch some nukes at us. That was your big thing.
Yeah, oh, it was a big scary. Whoop. The ozone layer. Ever heard of it? Oh, wait, it's back.
No, actually, I haven't heard of it because y'all destroyed it.
20% mortgage rate mean anything to you? That's what my parents paid when I was growing up. We had our problems. Gen X, we are the most upbeat with the overwhelming majority. 89% blast music. 18%, and if you're in this group, I'd like to talk to you, give themselves pep talks in the car on the way to work or a big event. Now, I'm an only child, so talking to myself, not out of the realm of possibility, but a pep talk?
Pep talk's a little weird.
Giving yourself a pep talk in the car?
That's like a big thing in like motivational seminars and like CEO speak and stuff like that is, you know, going to the bathroom, looking yourself in the mirror and be like, you're going to get it today, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You're the king.
Yeah.
That just seems awkward to me. I can't imagine
it's weird.
That.
89% blast music. Okay.
Yeah. If you're Gen X, 89% listening to music in the car. Top driving activity. God bless Generation X.
Millennials.
We should call these segments where it's me and you and Quentin, XYZ.
XYZ. Who's because the Y? Oh, for millennials.
Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I technically represent millennials.
Yeah.
Quentin technically represents. He's kind of the same area I'm at as far as Gen Z, where he's like an older Gen Zer.
I'm an old Gen X.
And you're
I'm
very
a young,
young
very
Gen
young
X.
Gen X. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, anyway, by like a year. Millennials use their car time the most for self-improvement. 44% plan their future. And 39% listen to podcasts. So you're the problem.
A lot of people, this is starting with ChatGPT, will talk to ChatGPT in their car on the way to work. I don't think it's in this study, but it was another study I found. I'm not going to bother looking for. But they'll have the talk version of it. And they'll be talking to it like, oh, man, I'm so worried about my day today. Oh, what are you worried about, buddy? Well, I'm worried that I'm going to really blow this presentation. No, you got it, Tiger. And just that might be what they're
weirds
doing to
out.
Give themselves pep talks. It's creepy.
Weirds
I'm sorry.
Out.
It's weird.
It's not a real person.
It's not. Let's see. So from the text line, Gen X here, definitely blast music. Still have 2 to 10 inch subwoofers underneath the backseat of the truck running 1,000 watt. Let me ask you this. Text line, 913-586-7798. When you were younger, what was a must have in your car? I don't care what generation you were. Whether you're a boomer, millennial, Gen X, or even Gen Z. What, when you were young, like in high school, what was a must have for your car? For us, it was, what, an aux cable for like a CD player, if you didn't have a CD player in your car?
Yeah. When I was growing up, like when I was in high school, the big thing was people getting remote starters in their car for the first time. That was a big thing because we lived in Northern Illinois. We got a lot of snow. That was a really big deal to get a remote starter in your car. And I still remember when my dad had one installed in mine when I was like a junior in high school, because I was driving to school every day and it was so far from my house. So you wanted to be able to heat it up. But
Remote starters were really common, were really cool. Car alarms in the 90s, that was like, oh my God. And now they're the most annoying thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. Power windows were important, but those aren't cool. I want like a CD changer.
Oh yeah, like the 5 CD changer. Like I had 5 CD changer. In the trunk?
Like in the trunk, yeah. Having, I don't know, what were those little disco balls? Or like, it was like crystal disco balls that people would have hanging in their rearview mirror. 913-586-7798. An equalizer and power booster connected to the stereo. Like, the most sophisticated stereo. That's, remember how big those, like, important that was? Like, there were car stereo shops all over the place, and now everybody's like, I just listen to my phone. I don't need to have a sophisticated system.
Yeah.
A CB radio, somebody says.
Okay.
There is in downtown Overland Park a CB radio shop. And I just kind of wonder, like, how are you still in business?
Is it tiny? Like,
it's not. I think I need to go in it. Every time I drive past it, I'm like, I don't have time right now, but I need to go in there. I need to make time and just go see. Because I don't really know that much about CB radio, to be honest with you. But it's crazy that that's still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That it's still a way people
track tape player. Somebody says on the text
in
line,
your car.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, those were huge in the car.
How old are you?
Like that would have to be like the '70s, right? Because
my parents didn't have them.
No,
in their cars.
That would have to be. I guess that predated cassettes, certainly CDs, and 8-tracks were cool. You just plug them in and it would start playing. You didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
From the text line, you guys are too fancy. It just had to run.
The car?
I mean, that was my first car.
Yeah.
The club on your steering wheel.
I see people with them now.
Yeah.
Because of the problems with cars being stolen.
Never see them on a car anybody's going to steal, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's always somebody wanting to pretend that their car is actually worth stealing, but most of the time it isn't. So there you go. Gen Z, you're driving in silence. You guys okay? Quentin, you never really answered the question.
What do you mean?
Like, do you think the people, because you don't, you listen to podcasts and stuff, I get it. But do you think that there's something like, because I think it's weird to not listen to something in the car.
I mean, we talk about the like anxiety levels of people my generation and the fact that our phones are constantly going off and that it's one way for them to escape is decompress. That you're in your car, your commute, it's a guaranteed however long your commute is. And so you just get to sort of detach yourself. And what I don't remember what it's called, but there's a word for it when you're driving to work and then you just end up at work and you don't even remember your entire commute.
Oh, highway hypnosis.
Yeah, where it's just like you're completely zoned out even though you're doing what is a very complicated task. And so it's just a way for you to detach from the world.
So that's actually good in a way, because I think one of the problems that younger people have, and I mean by that the younger people in my house have, is there's too much stimulation all the time. And they just need some time to daydream, and maybe that refuels you creatively. So maybe it's a good thing.
And look at the levels of ADHD now. I mean, because we have to be, among adults too, but I mean, because we have to be stimulated all the time.
All right. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
We were talking about this big study about what you listen to in the car, how you spend the time, and what you keep in your car, what's necessary.
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, what was necessary for your teenage dream car? I've had a lot of people texting in on this. And let's see, from the text line, I had a 1972 Pacer. I graduated in 88. I had to have my ride or die, which was my 8-track to cassette converter. Also, going on this, like, what did you have hanging from the rearview mirror in your car when you were in high school? I had nothing.
I hung my tassel after I graduated.
Yeah, that was a common. The fuzzy dice were really big in the 80s and 90s to an extent. They were basically the truck nuts of our time.
I still think that's funny.
A Red Fox Comedy 8-track had to have that in the car just because it's dirty. Let's see. Late 70s for 8-track. We had to, my car had to be clean and spotless. See, that's the other thing, too, is when I think of the early cars that I had, they were more dumpster than car.
Oh.
They were so gross. And then I would feel bad about it until I get into a friend's car and be even worse. Like, you ever open the door to a friend's car, especially when everybody had coupes and just two doors back in the day? You'd open it and just a pile of stuff would fall out. And they'd be like, just throw that back in. Just throw it into the back. It's fine.
Again, I know I've said this before. My driver's side door did not open on my first car. My first car was a Ford Escort hatchback, like maybe from 1985. I don't know. But it had been in a wreck before my dad bought it for $500. And the reason we got it for $500 is because the driver's side door was smashed in. I had to climb in and out through the passenger side, which is embarrassing, but also a really good first car because you're going to hit something with it. And then you're going to get your second car, which is a little bit better.
This is a topic for a different day, but we definitely need to do that. Like, who had the worst first car?
Or the best. No,
just, or the best. Who's driving around the worst car right now? Uh-huh. Like, I knew somebody who literally had lawn chairs in their back seat. They didn't have a back seat anymore. And they had lawn chairs that they had duct taped down. And then when they go around curves, like, hold on.
We're going to need to become
seatbelt era. When did seatbelts become mandatory?
There were seatbelts in the front, just not in the back.
Yeah, we'll need to become experts on what's legal. Like, what is legal on your car to keep it in operating condition to be street legal? But yeah, we'll do that maybe tomorrow on another day.
A detachable faceplate on the stereo. That was really big in the 90s.
Oh, I had that. Yeah.
So because people wouldn't... There was a movie, MacGruber, from 15 years ago, an SNL movie. It was really funny. And his whole thing was everywhere he went, he would take his car stereo out of the car and take it with him, like into restaurants and stuff like that, just so nobody would steal it. Cause he was obsessed with people stealing his radio.
Okay.
Also from the text line, alligator clips, don't need to explain why. I think you might need to explain why.
I'm
assuming when people say, I don't need to explain why, it's usually a drug thing.
Okay.
I'm guessing they were holding their joints with them, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe that's that. I don't know anything. I don't know. all right. Coming up next, whoever Zach Bryan is just played the largest ticketed concert in history, but not at Arrowhead. And why are artists skipping Kansas City? Talk about that on KMBZ Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
see. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.